the most rampantly infectious organism on Earth, a bacterium called Wolbachia, doesn't hurt humans at all, or, come to that, any other vertebrates. But if you are a shrimp, or worm, or fruit fly, it can make you wish you had never been born. Altogether, only about one microbe in 1,000 is a pathogen for humans, according to National Geographic. Though knowing what some of them can do, we could be forgiven for thinking that that is quite enough. Even if mostly benign, microbes are still the number 3 killer in the Western world, and even many less lethal ones, of course, make us deeply rue their existence. Making a host unwell has certain benefits for the microbe. The symptoms of an illness often help to spread the disease. Vomiting, sneezing, and diarrhea are excellent methods of getting out of one host and into position for another. The most effective strategy of all is to enlist the help of a mobile third party. Infectious organisms love mosquitoes because the mosquito's sting delivers them directly to a bloodstream where they can get straight to work before the victim's defense mechanisms can figure out what's hit them. This is why so many grade A diseases, malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, encephalitis, and 100 or so other less celebrated but often rapacious maladies begin with a mosquito bite. It is a fortunate fluke for us that HIV, the AIDS agent, isn't among them. At least, not yet.